It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift in our 8 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing.
Yeah, there's no wake-up call today, but I do have a PSA. If you haven't hooped in a while or you're not properly warmed up, don't jump for your layups. I don't know if you guys followed the saga last night from one of the – and obviously we're well aware of the events that happened between quarters or during long timeouts at the Hawks game. Did you guys see what the videos that were going viral last
yeah.
night? Of old buddy that was playing layup tic-tac-toe, and just on the first layup, very first one, kind of leaves his feet, and all of a sudden his foot is like in the middle of his back, and he tore everything in his knee.
Did not see this.
It looked like
he's, I want to see it now.
Kind of looked like, well, it really looks like he slips on the floor.
Yes.
But he doesn't. He's just tearing his knee up because he apparently.
Can't really see the bottom of his leg. All you can just see is his upper body kind of flail, and all of a sudden he's on his back.
And like in holding his knee.
Heap of pain.
He looked like Jalen Carter just like got him one-on-one and just took him to the ground at full speed. Boom!
It was. I was following along from multiple accounts, that followed the Hawks last night on socials, and I don't remember if it was Lauren Williams or Kevin Chouinard. There was a number of people that were tweeting about it, and they were like, "Oh, they brought the wheelchair out," and they were like, "Oh, no, the wheelchair's going away." And it was like, maybe he's okay. And then all of a sudden, it was a stretcher. It was a stretcher taking him straight to the hospital, man.
Wow.
So
that now, hold on a second.
Shout out to that. I hope he's okay.
I hope he's okay, too. But now I'm starting to question, you trying to get that more out of this dude? Because, I mean,
a stretcher. Well, what's funny is, I legit, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's an April Fool's joke, man. They did a good job with that one. And then I was like, I'm not going to take the bait and respond. And more and more people were like, dude, this guy's really hurt right now.
But it almost feels like his lawyer like texts him, hey, man, make sure. Because me personally, if I tear my knee on the court, I'm going to try to get up and I'm going to like maybe get my arms around people.
I'm sure you're selected. And I don't think you're just randomly picked. With NBA stuff, I don't feel like it's ever just randomly picked out of the crowd. I think.
No, I don't either.
I'm sure you sign a waiver, but here's the deal.
Sign away
this dude going to take – dude, you know that's an ambulance fee, right? Like, you're going to be paying an ambulance fee. If you signed a waiver, you are now paying for that ambulance fee.
The only thing I think is that usually probably teams would probably come to the rescue on probably some of that. Like, I would think. Like,
I mean, they don't want the PR nightmare.
You know, like, hey, man, I had to pay the. You imagine this guy tweeting out, man, I had to still pay this ambulance bill with like $1 billion franchise. I don't think that would.
Plus, yeah, because you didn't need an ambulance, dude. You tore your knee up. You weren't. I mean, you didn't.
What do you think happens when people do something kind of, if it's as catastrophic as y'all kind of say,
it looked catastrophic.
Everything.
You have someone drive you to the hospital?
No,
that's
not
what
when
you
you're
have.
You're in an NBA court. Get out of here.
I'm sorry, but an ambulance is a stretcher, is a much.
What?
Get in a wheelchair, have someone roll you to your car.
You can't bend
drag
your
ass
probably.
In there.
What are you talking about?
I've torn my knee up and I didn't need a stretcher or a ambulance ride.
Torn up knees are not created equally, Bo. I will say that. And I'll say this too. The Danny made a good point. The people that are usually selected for those type of things are usually season ticket holders. So I feel like, to Tiffany's point, they probably took care of him in some sort of way, whether it was the ambulance fee or something, because they don't want him, you know, taking away his.
I'm just saying, you don't need a stretcher for a torn knee.
You are absolutely crazy.
I'm not. I mean, I've seen guys on planes after games with torn knees, and they weren't on stretchers.
Well, those are also, you know, world class athletes.
Well, clearly this guy wasn't. Hope he's okay though.
You are insane. Okay.
Hope he's okay. I do feel for him a little bit because.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It sucks.
I'm joking because I have a sound.
Look, 25,000 people just saw you tear your knee up. That sucks for that poor guy.
But make sure you get up and walk off the court.
Yeah, I mean, he Paul Pierced it. I mean, come on.
Oh, I'm done with you today. All right, let's go to the NFL and
some rule changes.
Get out of here. Some rule changes that were discussed at the owners' meetings. We touched on quite a bit of them earlier, but I know, Mike, there were a couple that you wanted to get to.
The expansion of the replay assist, I think, is one of the things that stuck out to me. So it says, under the new policy, hits on a defenseless player, grabbing the face mask, performing a horse collar tackle, tripping, and running into or roughing the kicker can be reviewed.
You know what all those have in common?
And that's only if an official throws a flag.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The problem I have with this, and I'll get to your question in just a second, but the problem I have with this is, if there is not a flag thrown, it is not reviewable. So if they don't throw a flag for a face mask and it's obvious there's a face mask, we're not going to see replay assist utilizing this, or it's not
like
reviewable, which is
like
frustrating
that.
Because what do all the officials do now? Well, you know what, man? I think it's close. I'll just allow the play to play out, and then we can kind of replay it. Well, and it's not going to be the case.
But no. I actually disagree a little bit. I think that they'll be told if there is a thought, throw the flag.
I don't want that.
But here's the deal: it's going to be reviewable.
Yeah, but I don't want them erring on the side of throwing the flag.
Well, that's what they do now with.
That's what they let the turnovers play out, the fumbles, and I hate that because you know why? If it doesn't get reviewed properly, and then all of a sudden it's like,
injury.
Well, it was a 50-50. You know what happens on reviews? If it's not clear, then they go back to the original call.
Well,
that's what the problem is.
But injury-wise, and you're saying, because I'm with you on the fact that I don't like that it's only reviewable if there's a flag called, and if there's something egregious, wouldn't you rather them, if it's egregious and the officials feel like, oh man, I missed that, or maybe it was 50-50 or whatever, let me throw the flag anyway, then isn't that better? Because then the flag just gets picked up if it's not what they thought was
you have to wait. So a challenge. That's what I want to know is how the challenges are being counted. Because if you have to wait, it's a challenge that could be for another play, like a turnover or
something.
Okay,
then I'll read the rest of this then. So those penalties can only be reviewed if officials throw a flag on the play. If a coach believes the flag was not warranted, he can challenge and potentially have the penalty overturned. In cases where no flag is thrown by an official on the play, coaches will not be eligible to challenge. But if an official misses a penalty, a coach can't use replay to change the situation.
But does it count against your two challenges that you start a game with? Is what I want to know. Like, I'm assuming it is, and if it's not, then how many of those you get? The thing I'd like about it is that they are ones that they're not judgment calls. Like, you can, when you replay it, you will tell if the face mask was grabbed. You will tell if you hit a defenseless receiver. You will tell if it was tripping or the collar, the horse collar.
You're giving a lot of credit to
but they're obvious. They're all obvious ones that we see.
No. They're not as obvious. Hitting a defenseless receiver is not an obvious call.
Yeah. Because you'll go exactly by the rule of the way it was written, and what they'll do is they'll say, okay, well, did he meet one of these requirements for what is the defenseless receiver? And if he doesn't, then you overturn it. Simple as that.
My problem, and going back to Tiffany's point earlier, is you want the officials to say, well, let's throw the flag and then we can always see. The problem is, and like I just said a minute ago, when you review things, if there's not clear evidence to overturn it, you go back to the original call. So now we're erring on the side of these 50-50 judgments call being a penalty. And I don't like that. Like, I wish it was just either way. If you think that, you got roughing the kicker and no flag was called, why can't we go review that? I don't understand. Like, what are we doing at this point? We've taken so many strides under review and officiating and this whatever Skyhawk or whatever else. And now it's like, well, but you know what? Unless it's a penalty to begin with, we're not going to go look at it.
The same thing with why you said earlier that you thought they didn't have overtime the way it was, because they have to keep the game within a certain time limit. So if they have a free-for-all, what's reviewable and what's not, you're going to have some ridiculous reviews that take forever to get through.
Yeah, but you, to your point a minute ago, you still only got two challenges.
Well, do you? There's nowhere in this that says, do you get different challenges for penalties? And that's what I want to know. Or is it all encompassing the two challenges? And don't forget, by the way,
ding,
you get a third if you get the first two right. That's a potential of six challenges that just come from a head coach that aren't coming from the replay booth.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Rather than get the call right and let's just extend the game by 5 minutes. Like, that's
well, I feel that way about overtime.
Yeah, I mean, like when the Falcons get screwed on a call, you're not going to be like, oh, well, you know what? I get it, but they had to fit it in the window, so.
The Falcons get screwed by calls when they do review it. I've seen catches that, I mean, they've reviewed plays that weren't catches that are, no, that's a catch.
I know,
and
that's
it's clearly
point.
Not.
I just so they're getting, right.
Falcons get screwed no matter what. So, yeah, I'd rather it be in a certain time frame because I know I'm getting screwed. At least I get home in time to watch second half of the 4 o'clock game.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I just feel like I'm getting screwed no matter what as a Falcons fan. We either screw ourselves or the NFL does it for us. So either way, as long as I get home after 3 hours, I'm happy.
All right, well, maybe you can ask Josh Kendall his thoughts on some of these rule changes in addition to the things we've talked about in this show with Arthur Blank saying this draft is going to focus on defense. Let's see what Josh Kendall, who is out at the owners' meetings, has to say to us. He will join us next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.